We're doing the Ramban Torat Hashem Tumimah, page Kuf Mem Vav, Kuf Mem Zayin in the Chazon Yoel edition. What page is it there? Tzadi Bet in the Beit Hayayin edition. Ukshashrim Kol Nyan HaKohanim, the Ramban has been saying how when you look at the book of Vayikra, initially it seems like there's a logical sequence. And then after he finishes telling us the laws of Kohanim, Chazal basof le'inyan ha-shmita. So then in Parshas Behar, suddenly the Torah goes off and talks about Shmita and Yovel, Shnemal, Kodem leken Baal Sinai. Now that was really a commandment that was said much earlier at Mount Sinai. As the Parsha begins, Behar Sinai. This is what Hashem taught back at Sinai. V'yedaber Hashem Moshe Behar Sinai lemo. V'katav inyan ha-shmita v'atochachot shebesedrim b'chukotai. The Torah gives us the mitzvah of Shemitah, Yovel, the warnings in Parshas Bechukosai, the rebuke of Bechukosai, Veshlim Basof, and then at the end of Parshas Behar, the conclusion is, Eila Chukim HaMishpatim HaTorot Asher Natan Hashem Beno V'Emnei Yisrael Behar Sinai Be'an Moshe. The conclusion of the book of Vayikra is, these are the statutes and the laws, the justice, and the Torah that God gave between him and Israel on Mount Sinai, v'chazal v'itchil b'chumash ha'pkudim, and then he goes back in the book of Bamidbar, shechazal l'inyan v'ikra, he goes back to Ohel Moed, to the desert, he goes back to a discussion of Hashem's commandments in the desert, in the Ohel Moed. V'kevan shekenu ha'seder, so if you're going to talk about Kohanim, purity, sacrifices, and then you're going to come back to that discussion in the book of Bamidbar, why is the whole story of Shemitah and Yovel interjected at the end of the book of Vayikra? All of Vayikra are the sacrifices, the responsibilities of the Kohanim, the different commandments that God gave from the Ohel Moed. At the end of the book of Vayikra, suddenly we revert back to what happened at Sinai, only to come back to Ohel Moed in the beginning of the book of Bamidbar. Why? Kedei shiyismechem l'arayot. The answer is that Hashem wanted the commandments of the prohibited relations, the arayos, which appear in the end of Achrimos and Kedoshim, to be adjacent to the commandment of Shemitah and Yovel. Shekatuv bahem, because when it comes to the prohibited relations, the Torah warns, Velotaki ha'aretz etchem, don't let the land spit you out like it spit out the nations that preceded you who went with these illicit relationships. Lomar shafonish hashmitin gorem galut. And that is juxtaposed with the commandment of Shemitah to let us know that Shemitah is also a sin that can cause exile. Just as illicit relationships will cause the people to be exiled, so too Shemitah, if not adhered to properly, causes exile. V'zehu shamru, and that's what the Mishnah says in Tractate Avos, v'al hishameta aretz, that one of the causes of exile is because people aren't careful with Shemitah. V'katuv meforash b'divrei hayamim, and in Chronicles it's actually said explicitly, ad melot lebavel shivim shana, ad ratzeta haaretz et shabtoteha. The verse says explicitly that we were exiled for 70 years to fulfill the 70 Shemitahs that we transgressed during our period in Israel. And we're still going to come back to this point and explain it better. So then why does the Torah give such stringency, such weight to the mitzvah of Shemitah, says the Ramban? And that's where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem next week.